He makes quite a bodyguard. The Zond is large and intimidating. It's easy to see why the Zantuja used the Zond as a weapon. The Zond is many things. Cute isn't one of them. It's a heavy-duty Zond robot. I wonder if he has anything to say. I think I want this guy to guard my car when I park downtown. I think he's gonna be invaluable to this mission.
I feel like I'm losing strength. Provide me food that I can convert to energy now.
My faithful Adoban assistant. Doesn't look very smart. The lizard-like Adoban. The Adoban doesn't look fierce, but we all know how deceiving appearances are. This is the Adoban assigned by Lizzie to assist me. My Adoban companion. I feel so safe. On Earth, the Adoban would be hunted to extinction for those tusks. I wonder if he has anything to say. I wonder what that evolved from.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm hungry. Would you feed me, please, human?
My very own Wubble. Boy, does he smell. My Wubble assistant. He's rough and tough and not just in the smelling department. The Ice City rebels assigned this Wubble to me in order to destroy Lizzie and her forces. You know, Wubbles would make good goalies. They'd fill most of the net and use their hands as blockers. The Wubble definitely runs on food. He looks sort of like a frog and a potato. I wonder if he has anything to say. I'll take him back to Earth and see if I can get him cast in a Roger Corman movie.
Hey, me not a tireless worker, you know. Me need sustenance. If you want me at my best, don't forget to feed me.
My mysterious Korathox companion. Korathox claws are probably a delicacy at alien weddings here. The Korathox is large and vicious. The Korathox reminds me of my third grade teacher. The Korathox is one strange-looking critter. I think it would either take hard philosophy or hard drugs to understand him. I wonder if he has anything to say. And I wonder if I can understand it. He's very mysterious. I don't want to feed that. That's a waste of good food. My mother told me not to play with my food. I'm not slinging food at that. I might start a food fight. That doesn't want a handout. That doesn't have a digestive tract for this stuff. Only a spaz would use the tool that way. The tool is not used to repair that. I think the tool is best used in some other way. No. I think the tool would be offended if I used it that way. I can't use the tool with that. This crystal is probably very valuable. I don't want to waste it on that. No, that just isn't gonna work. Now why would I want to do that? That would be wasting a perfectly useful crystal. I'm sure there are better uses for the crystal. Throwing this ooze won't accomplish anything useful. If there's a way to waste ooze, that would be it. I can't use this stuff with that. No, I don't want to get that all ooey-gooey. Pouring slime there won't get me any closer to finishing this mission. Now how do you propose I scoop up a bucket full of that? I can't use the container on that. I think it would be pretty dumb to try and put that in the container, don't you? Alright, time to get a grip. Get it through your thick skull. The container isn't for that. Nah, that would be wasteful and I'd have to go back and get another bucket. I don't think throwing water at that will help. No, dehydration isn't a problem with that. What would be the point of that? Whatever you're thinking, it's not gonna work. Trust me. No, there's gotta be a better use for the wire. No, not there. Try something else. Quit pulling my wire. It seems as if life's an endless wire connecting to nothing. There's gotta be a use for this wire, but that's not it. Maps are for discovery. You won't learn anything by doing that. There's no need to show that the map. You're just wasting everybody's time by doing that. You're not gonna get anywhere doing that with the map. I can't do that. I can't use it like that. That won't work. It's not used that way. That's not the proper way to use it. I can think of better uses for food than that. These things are not used together. I don't need to use the crystal with that. There's no way to use the container with that. No, these things are not used together. That won't help me. I think I'm on the wrong track here. Meeting this guy in a dark alley would induce heart failure. I wonder if he has anything interesting to say. This creature is a Korythox. He was assigned to me by the Ice City forces. It's the Adoban assigned to me by Lizzie's forces. This is the Wubble assigned to me by the Ice City forces. Maybe I should get to know him.
Wreckage. I wonder what from. What a mess. Somebody either littered or crashed. Looks like the aftermath of a fistfight between two drunken androids over there. Shards of metal. I wonder if I'm close to the Huygen probe.
Just some boulders. They're way too big. Erosion must have rounded them off.
This place really needs a Keep Our Country Clean campaign.
Icy surface. That passageway appears to be natural.
The metal in this region is of a type unknown to me. Recommend we investigate.
That creature looks like a cross between an eye and the production end of a zebra. Something tells me that's not a hot idea. There's something sinister about that thing. I'd better stay clear.
Messy. Maybe Oderman had picnic here recently.
It's a small, circular piece of glass. It looks like a lens to something. A convex lens. It's fragile. Handling with care. It's probably from the Huygen probe. Time to get a grip, Grunt.
Nature shred metal as easily as Korythox shred flesh.
There's a wire or something here. Good idea. It looks a lot like a piece of fiber optic cable. Or a probe. Talking to the cable won't get this mission over with any faster.
Metal everywhere! Meanie's arm explode!
There are pieces of twisted metal everywhere. Why would I want that? It looks like wreckage from a craft of some kind. Or a probe. I think that's wreckage from the Huygen probe. Looks like some kind of tubing or pipe. Maybe I can whack somebody over the head with it. It seems to have been part of something that was trashed pretty good. I wonder if it belongs on the Huygen probe. If I did stuff like that, I never would have passed the psychological testing for this mission.
Some sort of electronic component. Looks like it was part of a computer. The Huygens probe had an onboard computer.
It's a solar panel. Like the ones they use on space probes. The panel itself is beyond hope, but those cells may still be good for something. I've already taken the solar cells. This has to be from the Huygen probe. The frame seems to be broken, although most of the cells are intact. Something really messed it up. Solar panel, allow me to introduce myself.
Please insert card.
Spare floor tiles. The Xantuja can do their own home improvement. The Xantuja can do their own home improvement. Not exactly like Mom's kitchen floor, is it? There's a collection of barrels against the walls. They're filled with a chemical I don't recognize and don't want anything to do with. No, I'm not touching anything I don't recognize. There's already been enough death in this room. I have no idea what the chemical is.
There. It's got some power now.
More crates. I can't carry a whole crate. I think these are pressurized containers for food storage.
Card already formatted. Data check normal. Please insert new or erased card.
Leave here! This is bad memory place!
Not ever.
This is where our companion fell. Let us leave and make his death meaningful.
This card is no longer valid. Consult your supervisor. A new card will be delivered in 9 to 12 cycles.
Something has been left here for a long time. The sheet is covered with dust. The sheet has very distinctive stripes on it. I wonder what's underneath. This machine is for cards with magnetic strips. This card has a microchip. Looks like some kind of computer or something. I can't carry it. Hey! It has a slot for security cards.
Damage to card detected. Data unreadable. Possible exposure to magnetic source. Reformatting card.
The machine is all powered up and raring to go. Now I can find out what it does. It seems to be functioning fine. I wonder why it was covered up. I wonder how long the battery will keep it powered up. It doesn't have voice recognition software.
Process complete. Please remove card.
There. Now I have a nice, fresh, and crisp new card. Let's have a gander.
There's nothing but crates here. How dusty crates help us? Everybody dead. Nothing here.
Korythox not see many possibilities in forgotten junk. I look human, but see nothing that interests. Storage room is dull. Let us move on.
Halt!
A long, winding bridge joins the upper and lower levels. It goes up, and then down again. It's relatively user-friendly.
You have gotta be the least intimidating security guard I have ever seen.
I have nothing to report at this time.
You're an intruder! You leave city now! Not in order!
Stupid Wobble! He slow our mission down! I like to teach Wobble some respect. See what I say about Wobbles? Ugly, smelly, dumb as rock.
In a word, no. Now run along before I lose my temper. I do not like the looks of that at all. It's a nest of blob-like creatures. Think some kind of transparent wall is keeping them inside. This is no bad thing. Amoeba monsters. Oh, they're not out here with me. That's a relief. I can't. And I don't want to, besides. I wonder why they don't attack the Ice City inhabitants. Maybe some of the monsters in here are trained or something. If that got out, I'd be in serious trouble. Giant bats, dragons, and blobs. Ice City has it all.
I told you to leave. Why won't you go away? Go away, Tijuan face.
Please, let me go by.
No, you chud-chud.
What's a chud-chud?
You.
But what does it mean?
You know when you eat big meal and must get rid of it?
Take that back, you little ball of lard.
You is head of chud-chud. Brown like a doorman. Face like before tease you. Make me take it back, lousy lover. You can't.
Damn it. He's right.
Go away, Tiny.
Let's change topics before things get gross. Let's try a different approach. I'll make it worth your while if you let me go by.
You offer me bread?
Yes. I got lots of neat stuff.
I'll show you where to put that stuff. Wobble's not take bribes.
No.
That's good. Wobble not take bribes. Wobble is honest.
No, you're not.
Go sit on a Zon helmet, Chud Chud.
Of course you are.
That right.
I never meant to imply that you weren't. You obviously take your job very seriously.
Yes, me do. It's very important work.
I admire that.
You do?
Sure. I'm a soldier. I can appreciate someone's discipline and dedication to their work.
It's good to know somebody understands.
Your work is about as important as Chud Chud.
Then my work is important as you. Go play with Zephasora.
I apologize for my previous behavior.
That's good. You was acting stupid.
I deserve that.
Yes, but you sound like you is getting brain back.
Oh, get stuffed.
Chud Chud Wazzy Botoka Pa.
I guess you feel pretty unappreciated sometimes.
Yes, other wobbles laugh. Say job is stupid and unimportant.
Well, I know better.
Me glad to know that.
There's nothing sadder than a hard worker whose skills are undervalued and unnoticed by leaders who should open their eyes and learn a thing or two from the people under them.
Thank you, visitor. You make Wobble much happy.
Then, as a personal favor to me, is it all right if I pass?
Nice try, Chud-Chud. You think I am stupid, don't you? Well, you is a fool. Odobin licking Zephasaur Chud-Chud!
Well, I won't take up any more of your time. Goodbye.
Wait, visitor, you make work day better. Was all unhappy. When you come and change that, you is nice guy. You're not going to cause any trouble. You may go by.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They're stupid and unimportant.
They wobbles. They's my friends.
Of course they are. But they don't treat you right.
Yes, that true.
I'm sorry. They're idiots for treating you so badly.
What you know, intruder? Get out before I release the blobbies.
They're right. You're a waste of space.
When I go off duty, I turn you into meat for Viper Ray.
Let's try another approach. Let's try another approach. I don't need to get into this useless room anyway.
Good. Now go and be lost.
Your commanding officer said you should let me by.
Oh, yes? Who is Wobble's commanding officer? Me thought so. Why don't you try lying to a Dobin? They much easier to fool than Wobble.
Seraphil.
That's right. But you are still lying.
Lizzy.
In Lizzy's dreams only, Juan will never surrender to Lizzy. Juan will never surrender to you either.
Forget it. There's no reasoning with him.
Stupid smelly wobble. We teach you a lesson.
It's the wobble guard. I don't think I'm strong enough. In any event, that would take the weight off the pressure plate. I've got to get past him somehow.
I tell you to leave. Why won't you go away?
You will surrender to Lizzy's authority immediately or you will be destroyed.
We're on friendly terms, but not that friendly.
Pass, Wobble friend.
You don't frighten Wobble. You see this tank?
Picking him up and giving him a hug will not improve his opinion of me. In fact, it'll probably make it worse.
Shut up, Chud.
Yes?
Wobble's standing on pressure plate. If he steps off, tank open, all monsters come out. Lobby's not like Taste of Wobble. They might like Taste of You.
You've given me something to think about.
No, think. Leave. You again. Me told you to leave. Stop you. You take another step. Me let out the blobbies. Get out of our city, ugly and stupid head.
If I try and cross the room, he'll let those monsters out. I won't stand a chance. I can't shoot in here. If the wobble panics and steps off that plate, I'm finished. And even if I attack him and get lucky on the first shot, his body will disintegrate and take the weight off the pressure plate. I've gotta think of another way. Let's have a look.